Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 15, 2012. I'm Joe Onderko. Once again, we will look back at last week's games involving football teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the week ahead. PAC teams went 2-4 on Saturday, with Waynesburg improving to 2-0 following a 21-7 home win over Frostburg State, while Grove City earned its first win at home, 47-10 over Anderson. Washington and Jefferson suffered a hard luck 28-24 loss to number 9 ranked St. John Fisher despite leading most of the game. In other action, St. Vincent fell in overtime 27-21 to Worcester. Geneva fell 28-7 at 18th ranked Hobart, while Teal dropped a 17-7 decision at Rochester. Bethany Thomas Moore and Westminster all had the weekend off. PAC Player of the Week laurels went to Grove City running back Shane Kaklik on offense, Waynesburg safety Brian Gary on defense, and GCC linebacker Brandon Miller on special teams. This week, all 9 teams are in action, headlined by the start of conference play with 4 league contests. 4-time defending champion Thomas Moore opens defense of its crown with a home kickoff against 1-0 Westminster at 1:30 p.m. Both teams have had 2 weeks to prepare for the PAC Lidlifter, as Thomas Moore a year ago used a big fourth quarter to top Westminster 27-10 in a game which clinched the PAC crown for the Saints. Despite coming off a tough opening week loss to St. John Fisher and suffering through numerous early season injuries, TMC head coach Jim Hilvert notes his team's goals have not changed for this season.
Right, and that's what I had to tell our kids after the game, because obviously they're very disappointed. Had some opportunities up there to try to squeak a win out. You know, I told them, you know, not this one loss does not define this team. We have a lot of goals that we've set out there that's out there. Obviously, still the PAC championship's out there, and it starts, you know, at that time, starts in 2 weeks against Westminster. So our kids, I know, are excited. You know, it took a couple of days to get over that loss, but now are excited about opening conference play, have a lot of goals that are still out there, and are excited finally, you know, get a chance to play again. You know, our kids are excited about finally getting a chance to play again, and obviously opening up our home opener here.
Washington and Jefferson opens its league schedule under the lights at Cameron Stadium as the 1-1 Presidents face 1-1 Grove City at 7 p.m. In a wild contest a year ago, the Presidents jumped out to a 21-0 lead, only to see the Wolverines rally with 24 unanswered points to post their first win over W&J since the 1998 season. Washington and Jefferson head coach Mike Sirianni knows last year's games will be on his players' minds this Saturday.
Oh, no doubt about it. Grove City is a very talented team. A lot of returning starters, plus they return a very good linebacker that was hurt last year. And our kids remember last game, and I remember it. I circled this game from the end of last year. We were very disappointed in the loss up there. And our kids will be ready to play Saturday night to start the AC play and get things going.
Waynesburg looks to remain unbeaten as the 2-0 Yellow Jackets travel to Latrobe to face 0-2 St. Vincent at 1 p.m. Last year, the Bearcats used a last-second field goal by Morgan Porter in a 17-14 win at Waynesburg, marking their first win over the Yellow Jackets since the return of St. Vincent football in 2007. The final conference matchup takes place in Greenville, where 0-2 Teal hosts 0-2 Geneva at noon. The Golden Tornadoes have won 5 straight meetings against the Tomcats, including a 50-31 shootout in Beaver Falls last season. Teal head coach Kurt Reiser talks about the matchup.
Well, you know, I think we've made strides the last 2 weeks. We lost a tough, close game to Juniata by 3 when we could have put that game away, and we had some missed opportunities there. Last weekend, we went up to Rochester and played a good football team in the University of Rochester, and I think defensively, I think we're a little bit further ahead than we are offensively, and our kids are starting to tighten up defensively, and offensively, we're starting to make strides. We just need to continue to do so.
Finally, 0-1 Bethany is in action at 1-1 Randolph-Macon for a non-conference game in 1 p.m. in Virginia. It is the first ever meeting between the two programs and will provide the Bison with their second straight tough non-league test, as Randy Mack is coming off an 8-2 campaign in 2011. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest football news, scores, and statistics, and news on your favorite team, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org or follow us on both Facebook or Twitter with links available at the website. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.